Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so Pro Football Focus did a 32 stats to know after week two of the 2019 NFL preseason. So one for each team. And this is my promise to the audience. We're not going to go down a deep stat dive
no,
here.
No, we're not going to do like Pro Football Focus Radio.
Bunch of VORP and VORP Plus. Yeah. And
The best thing that analytics do for a lot of people is like convince you that every player is actually awesome.
Right.
Like, no, what you don't understand is that this player is actually awesome.
Okay, so
he's batting 37, but...
so are you saying that Pro Football Focus may have snowed me on Bradley Roby when I read this paragraph?
No, I think you can, like with any statistic, you can make somebody look way better than they are or way worse than they are. Well, what is this stat that they're presenting?
Let me read you the paragraph that they have on Bradley Roby.
Yeah.
And you tell me if what I'm reading here matches your eye test of Bradley Roby, both as a Bronco, because some of these stats are historical stats, and what if it's matched what you've seen from him so far in training camp and in the preseason. Cornerback Bradley Roby has been targeted 5 times so far this preseason, and while he's allowed 3 completions for 31 yards, he's also produced 2 pass breakups.
Mm.
Since he entered the league in 2014, including preseason and postseason games, Roby has either broken up or intercepted 13.1% of his career targets. 59 of 452. The 8th best mark among 22 cornerbacks who have seen 400 or more targets in that span. One more. Only Malcolm Butler, Robert Alford, Darius Slay, Stephon Gilmore, and Josh Norman, 5 pretty good cornerbacks, have broken up more passes than Roby since 2014. He's broken up 51 passes.
I think that does match the eyeball test in that when Roby is good, he has been very, very good. Like, he's had instances in moments where he looks like an awesome cornerback. With him, it's all been about how consistent can you be. And last year when he had his chance to be the man, he let his team down at times. And to his credit, he's talked openly about that. And I think whether it's his mindset or whether it's his preparation within a week, whatever it might be, I think the big test for him this year is to be more consistent. And I would say, like, even in the receptions that he's let up this far in the preseason, sometimes you just got to credit nice throw, nice catch. Nice throw, nice catch versus vanilla coverage where it's a clear picture for the quarterback because he can tell what coverage you're in and where the hole and where the lane is going to be. So I don't worry about those receptions he's let up. Even on those receptions, I'd say, look, it's been pretty good coverage at times. And it's just that it was just going to be a catch on this. So if you can get the good side of him that Pro Football Focus is talking about, yeah, there's a lot of upside there.
Well, okay, so there's obviously a lot of personal upside for Bradley Roby. He's on a 1-year deal for $10 million. And we talked about that yesterday that, hey, if this guy survives the first 7 games of the year against that slate of quarterbacks and receivers, and at the end of those 7 games you're going, man, Bradley Roby's been pretty good, then the Texans need to think long and hard about going away from their policy of dropping extensions on guys during the season. What I want to ask you about with Roby is the potential ripple effect, beyond just the effect for Roby personally. What's the ripple effect on the defense for having a guy like Bradley Roby, who clearly has some shutdown elements to his game because he was drafted in the first round in 2014?
Well, I think there's always a complementary relationship between the defensive backfield and the defensive line. The pass rush helps out the defensive backs. Good coverage helps out the pass rush. You know, like it gives, if you have good guys on the back end covering, it gives the defensive line a little extra time to rush the passer. If you get pressure up front, then it helps the defensive backs out, obviously, because the ball has to come out faster. And you can never blame one for the other, but they're just interrelated. I think that if you can play more man coverage this year, just flat out across the board, play more man coverage, it's going to help J.J. Watt, Whitney Mercilich, and Jadeveon Clowney be even more effective than they were last year, because you're going to be able to send an extra rusher. You're going to be more aggressive. You'll be able to blitz more. And what does that do? That creates one-on-ones for those guys. Instead of there were times last year where it was, okay, if Jadeveon or JJ doesn't get a pass rush, then the secondary, which is struggling to begin with, is stuck back there in zone coverage, and a good quarterback's going to find a hole in the coverage.
Yeah.
And it just, everything kind of snowballs after that. So Roby being able to play man allows them to be more aggressive up front. You put more pressure on the quarterback. You create more opportunities for the back end. That's what you need to do. And just in general in the modern NFL, you got to be able to play more man. You know, what we've been talking about with the Steelers versus the Patriots for how many years now? That they just don't do a good enough job playing man coverage versus
zone,
the Patriots.
Yeah. And I would imagine, especially with JJ, who's been through a couple of traumatic injuries, that there's probably a preservation ripple effect with that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're getting more one-on-ones, fewer double teams, you know, you don't have to get as exotic with JJ, sometimes maybe moving him inside and getting being in that high traffic area where at age 30, he's going to be 31 next year. You got to start looking at those things. We have a text message, and we'll get to headlines here in just a minute. But Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne, and we're talking about Bradley Roby in the secondary. Text message, I'm interested to hear y'all's opinion about Lonnie Johnson. Only saw him in one preseason game. Haven't heard that much about him.
Right. And this is the thing that's starting to concern me about Lonnie Johnson. He's been banged up a lot. Like, so he didn't play in last week's game. Mm-hmm. So he didn't, I think a lot of people after the game, preseason games is so hard to keep track of who's playing and who's not. And it's, for the broadcasters during the television broadcast, it's, there are so many substitutions that they can't really go over every substitution at the beginning of the game. So a lot of people didn't even realize Lonnie Johnson hadn't played. I think he showed some really good things in the first game. I think he showed some areas, too, where he gave a little too much of a cushion or gave up too much space. You hope that at least part of that's youth, part of it's just preseason football, and you haven't really scouted these guys. I think, and I was talking to Clint Sterner about this at practice yesterday, because you know, we were looking at Lonnie Johnson and just his physical size. He's going to be valuable in the red zone. He's going to be valuable at the goal line because of his length, and he knows how to use his length, and he's got an understanding of how to use the sidelines too. So down there in those compressed areas, his size is really going to help. I'm not really sure about what he's going to look like out in space in the open field right now because he's a bigger dude, and sometimes in flipping his hips and backpedaling, all those things, he still looks like a guy that looks like a college guy trying to make the transition. You know, one thing in college these days, they don't play a whole lot of pro defensive back technique. Mm-mm. There's very little backpedaling. Mm-hmm. The NFL, you better be able to backpedal really, really fast. And he's still learning that part of it. So I think they're going to use him situationally. I think there'll be some times where he makes some really good plays. I'd be nervous if you had to depend on him as being your one of your main outside guys right now. So, like, I think he is exactly what Brian Gain thought he was, which was, hey, this is a project guy. And he might come along faster, he might come along slower, but you got to look at him in year two and year three.
Heavy chalk right now is Roby and Joseph on the outside to begin the season against New Orleans on that Monday night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.